Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday to all of you. We are here with Film Festival Radio Show. This is one of our morning mini shows, and we are delighted to have our featured guest, Freddie Rodriguez, very handsome and talented young actor who stars as Michael Ragosa on NBC's The Night Shift, which airs every Monday night. So check your listings for the exact time in your area. Well, Michael, calling him Michael by his character, Freddie, will be joining us in just about, 4 or 5 minutes from now. And as I said, he plays as, stars as Michael Ragosa, and Night Shift is a pretty serious show. It's medical drama. Anytime you're dealing with medical drama, this is serious. And the show has started their second season, February, a couple of months ago. Got nice, very impressive ratings, so obviously they're back for in the middle of season two. So we're going to ask Freddie. Freddie has a lot going on. In addition to being an actor, he has a production company. I believe he also has done some directing, if I'm not mistaken. And so we're going to ask him more about his character and about his work as with his production company. He, a lot of you probably remember him from a recurring role that he did when Ugly Betty was popular. And what else has Freddie done? A lot of things. Let me get this straight here. Emmy nominations for Best Supporting Actor, 2 Screen Actors Guild Awards, numerous ALMA awards as well. For his work on the acclaimed series, 6 Feet Under. So, as I said, he's just done a lot, and so it will take us forever and a day to try to list all of the great work that he's done. As you should know, if you're a fan of The Night Shift, it's about life in the emergency room at a sort of fictitious hospital called San Antonio Memorial, but you know, the work and the going ons and comings and goings and things that they do on this show could fit in pretty much any hospital emergency room anywhere that you could imagine. Michael Ragosa, Freddie's character, is the Night Shift senior manager. And, his character's had a lot of big changes in his life that's going to affect, as we go along in season, a lot of people on the staff. So anyway, it's a serious drama. It's a lot going on, and they make it so realistic. You know, that's part of the job, obviously, but they do. They make it very, very, very realistic, and that's what keeps us coming back each week to watch it. I'm looking to talk with him a lot about his production company, though. In addition to all of the other things that he's done, he has been the executive producer and star of the independent film Nothing Like the Holidays. I didn't know he was in the Quentin Tarantino movie Grindhouse. I love that movie. I love anything Quentin Tarantino does. So. But he received a Show West Supporting Actor Award for his role in Grindhouse. Now that I've talked to him, I'm going to go back and look at Grindhouse again and look for him. Plus, I told you, Freddie has done so much. He is a prolific, expanding voiceover actor. He's worked on several animated series, including Generator Rex. He's done voiceovers for on American Dad, Teen Titans, and Young Justice. Wow, I told you, Freddie is a man of many, many talents, a lot of them. And we're going to talk with him starting right now. Let's get him on board here. Good morning, Freddie. Did you hear me bragging about all of
the talents? Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Pardon me?
I said, did you hear me bragging? And well, I'm bragging, really just.
I know. I'm going to like hire you and put you on my mantle here at home, and you can just keep it going.
Well, you are a man of so many talents here. I just found out about the voiceover work. I love voiceover work.
Thank you.
But you star as Michael Ragosa on The Night Shift. Who is Michael Ragosa? Tell us who he is. We see him on TV, but who is he really?
Well, to me, it was a really interesting character to play right from the beginning because I feel like I've never played a character like that before. And in season one, he's introduced to us as the hospital administrator, and which is an interesting position to be in because he is the guy that's running the business aspect of the hospital, right? And a lot of people here in the United States don't realize that hospitals are a business. And like any business, who's ever running that business, it's their job to keep the doors open and keep the business afloat. And in this case, the business revolves around people's lives and their health. And he was always the guy who had to make the tough decisions. And sometimes those decisions revolved around whether somebody received health care or not, whether somebody's life was spared at times or not. I mean, it's really, really unique position to be in. And towards the end of season one, we saw how that wore on him, and we discovered that he had a tumor in the back of his eye. He had an ailment. And so now that we're in season two, as season two started, Michael Ragosa had an operation to have the tumor removed and came close to losing his life. And I think, like us as human beings, whenever something traumatic like that happens, I think we all tend to reevaluate our lives. And he discovered that he just was not happy being the administrator. He wasn't happy being hated in the hospital. And so he decides at his age to start all over. And his dream was always to become a doctor. And had some med school under his belt already and just needed a few more credits and just quits. Decides to quit It starts all over at the hospital, and so what's interesting about that is that the people that used to be his underlings, the people who he was the boss to, are now above him, and so the tables have turned, and so we see that shift, and the dynamic of that plays out in season two, and it's just been a really wonderful and interesting ride to be a part of.
Oh, my goodness, what an interesting plot twist there for your character.
Yeah.
You know, I could see it. It's just like, well, I'm leaving this work and I'm going to be a yoga teacher or something, but a doctor.
Yeah,
going back
exactly.
To med school.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. That's probably
yeah,
a
and you can
inspiring.
Imagine, right? Like how that would affect his personal life, his relationship with his ex-wife, with his daughter, how that affects his economic situation at home. And the dynamic of that. I mean, it just there's ramifications to his decisions, and it's been interesting to see it all play out in season two.
Oh, yeah. I bet some, out of the millions of people who watch this show, I bet somebody out there that may have inspired them to want to say, maybe I need to go pick up those law books and go back to law school or whatever. You never know.
Well, it's interesting you say that because because the my bosses, Jeff Judah and Gabe Sachs, were the creators of the show. When they were pitching me the idea, it was all based off of one of their friends that it happened to. One of their friends in their late 30s, I think, discovered he had cancer and he almost died. And he had survived cancer. He came out of it with a whole new perspective on life, and he started all over. And so they saw how that affected him, and they wanted to implement that into the storyline.
Well, that was the perfect show since it was theirs to do that, and you obviously carried it off very, very well.
Thank you.
Do you have any friends or family members who work in the medical business that they can, you know, kind of give you tips and advice on or what?
Well, it's funny you ask that because I have many family members who are in the profession. I have a couple of cousins who are nurse practitioners and who are not afraid to tell me their opinion and have always been incredibly straightforward with me my whole life. And so I was eager to hear what their opinion would be once the show came out, and it's been positive from day one, which is great. And trust me, I'm from Chicago, and these cousins do not hold back. And then they would tell me if the show sucked or if they saw something that was not authentic.
Nothing like family, isn't it?
you know it. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, tell me about your production company, Top Rebel Productions, and what is it all about, and just what's going on there.
Top Rebel Productions was a company that was started by myself, Bill Winnett, and Francisco Lorite. And Francisco and I were scheduled to do a film a few years back that we raised a lot of money for and fell apart, and we remained friends. And we just always had an idea as to the types of movies that we wanted to see, the types of TV shows that we liked. And we shared similar sensibilities, so similar tastes, and we just decided to start a company and be able to put that out there. And the first project that we produced was a I call it a mini feature because it's a 14-minute long short film that has a beginning, middle, and end called Mediation. And it's been so well received around town. It's been accepted to all the major film festivals. And so, you know, what it did was sort of plant the flag in Hollywood, you know, and to let everyone know who we are, what we're about, and we're just in the process of getting our first full-length feature off the ground.
Wow, well, congratulations on that. So how can people, I know you said it's going to make the rounds in the film festival, so is there a website they can go and see a preview of it or order it, or what can they do?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. There's Top Rebel Productions has a Facebook page, has a Twitter page, has everything, and so you know the trailer's playing on there. We're going to release the film itself really soon. We're just waiting to complete the touring process at all the film festivals.
Okay. Do you know when the next film festival, where it will screen? Has it been have you been notified yet of which next festival?
Yes. I believe the next one is going to play in India. It's going to India, the Dominican Republic. It's going international now. It toured the United States, and now it's going overseas.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. Well, congratulations again on
thank you.
Yeah, so do you have time? Are you going to be able to make any appearances at the festival for the movie or what?
I'm knee-deep in production right now with the night shift, so probably not. But you know, I always get word back as to how the film was received at all these festivals, and it's just been a really fortunate thing for us to do this film, and because the reception has been so positive all the way around.
Oh yeah, that's the flip side of our show. We have a lot of independent filmmakers on who have films that are screening and about to screen in film festivals. So this is a great project. So we'll have to make mention more of that on our page for you.
Well, thank you very much.
So in my last 60 seconds, we mentioned earlier about the voiceover work that you do. So do you have any other animated projects coming up soon that we can listen for your voice or what?
I just did The Family Guy.
Oh, no!
And they've been... Yeah. I'm assuming you're a fan.
Yes.
They've been really awesome to me over there. Yeah, you know, it's funny. The voiceover stuff just started I'm a notorious phone pranker, and
Oh no! Did we lose him? Oh, come on, you guys! You could have given me another minute. He's a notorious telephone prankster. I was, you know, I had to ask him, wanted to ask him his best phone prank. Well, okay, maybe the next time he does have the independent film that's touring in film festivals around the world. Wow, that's so impressive. So maybe we can have him back on to talk more about the film, and then we can get the rest of the story about some of his best and favorite telephone pranks. But listen for him on Family Guy. Got to find out which character. What is he doing on Family Guy? You know, I love Family Guy. I still haven't quite forgiven them yet for making the spoof about Sting's song, Brand New Day. Yeah, we all know about Brand New Day and Family Guy a few years ago. I love Sting. So anybody touches Sting, I'm ready to put up a fight about it. But it's such a cool show. But anyway, Freddie Rodriguez stars as Michael Rigoso on NBC's The Night Shift, and he has other outside work with his own production company, Top Rebel Productions. And he said you can just Facebook or Twitter that in the box and find it and just take a quick glance at what they're doing as the independent filmmakers that they are doing, getting all kinds of great accolades with this. But anyway, The Night Shift comes on Monday nights on NBC. We'll be coming on tonight. Check your local listings for the exact time, okay? Well, listen, that's going to do it for this edition, morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Thank you for listening, and we will see you guys on our next show. So have a great Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.